Good morning. It's 9:21 a.m. on Sunday, September the 22nd, 2019. Lazy day. I had so much nope. First mile is the hardest, and I had a hard time this morning getting that first mile. But at this point, it's going to be a mile to the house. So I'm Canadian here this morning. It's going to be a mile to the house whichever direction I go, so I may as well do the talk, walk the walk. I have no idea what I'm going to talk about today. Tired. The other night we woke up late, early in the morning, and then broken up sleep. I don't think I recovered yesterday. My wife took a nap. I probably should have too. Cool morning. It's pretty. It is pretty. My staggering hair trying to find the book. There it is. Yeah, either sometime between today and yesterday it was full first last quarter. Fall is coming. Fall is in the air. The equinox is tomorrow. You can see what I could do about getting out at 6:40 so that I can get a morning equinox picture at sunrise. Trees here, yellow. Two are completely gone yellow. Actually lost some leaves. One is starting to turn. There's a couple up at the head of the street here that are looking pretty fallish. Very autumnal. Oh yeah, yawning, sorry, snuck right up on me. Thinking about taking a nap, I guess, did me in. So it is kind of chilly here this morning. It's 54 ambient outside my back door. Official Greeley temperature is still 46 at 9 o'clock in the morning. That's pretty cold. Pretty cold. It's not pretty cold. It's pretty cool. Big bird with fire and tail. So, I think I mentioned yesterday, I finished Shard and Shield B-A-U-G-H, Bauer. It was a really good book. That was really well done. The ending was a little cliffy, but setting the stage for the next round, I'm good with that. All of the major plots were resolved except for the overplot, the one that will continue through the course of the series. Over this morning like a little old man. Over and above the fact that I am a little old man, walking hunched over doesn't do me a lot of good. I need to be standing up straight. I've got a bunch of chores I have to do later today. The kids got one more day before she has a day off. And we're going to give her a ride to work and home again so she doesn't have to walk with her swollen cheek. By tomorrow, it should be, by the end of the day tomorrow, by Tuesday, when she has to go back to work. She's got tomorrow off, so she doesn't have to walk to work tomorrow. She can walk to work on Tuesday. It's pretty much subsided at this point. She's getting feeling back in her lip. She's looking forward to being able to eat meat again. She's been living on soup and soft food for 6 weeks now, so she's ready for a steak. I feel for her, I really do. I do not have the metronome going this morning. If you're listening to the footsteps and thinking, geez, he's not moving very fast this morning. No, he's not. He is not moving very fast this morning. I had an ingrown toenail, my left foot, and it has finally grown out, but I'm pretty sure it has become infected. I've got a lot of red. I'm treating it with a topical cortisone cream. We'll see if that helps. If it doesn't. But it doesn't clear up by midweek, I'm going to have to call the doctor and see if I can't go in and get her looked at it. And the problem is getting a doctor's appointment, they're usually like 3 weeks out. And getting in to see her this week could be a bit of a problem. We'll see. Take it one day at a time. Rinse it out with hydrogen peroxide later. Put some fresh cortisone on it. Maybe some Neosporin. See how it works out. I put a Band-Aid on it, but we seem to be out of Band-Aids. I'm not exactly sure how that happened, but I know where they keep them in the store, so I can always go get some. What is this going to be? They've got some big sprawling building here on the corner of what used to be Prairie Dog Village. So far, it looks like just a single-story building with lots of rooms, so I don't know if it's going to be a motel or assisted living or office or what. couple of prairie dogs out enjoying the sun this morning. Come on up on it. Get ready. Stay with me. One post. Okay. So I'm still watching Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. or Agents of Hydra, depending on your perspective. That's a minor spoiler. Should tell you about where I am. I still have like another season and a half, two to go here. I'm still watching it. I'm not exactly sure why, other than it's the next thing in the queue, so I just hit play and get on with the day already in progress. One more thing I don't have to think about. I'm reading, and I'm watching The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel. Mrs. Maisel. She really is a character. I'm enjoying it a great deal, in part because it's humorous, in part because it's so real, it's so, you know, substitute comedy, substitute writing for the comedy, and you've got basically the story of my life, other than the fact that my husband didn't leave me with two kids. My job left me with two kids, but I still have a wife. I really need to make this writing thing work. It's working. I don't have any stress over that at this point. I hear from a lot of people, Tammy LeBrec is having burnout problems because she's pushing real hard to try to keep ends together. She had a big long post yesterday on Facebook. She doesn't know what she's going to do, but she's got to do something. Because she's burning out. I think I was burnt out for a while. I don't think I'm as burnt out as I was. I may still be recovering, but once I get Cape Grace out of the way, I'm really looking forward to the new stuff. I did get some work done on it. It's still not done. I've had a couple of people come back and help me focus in on the pieces that are missing. And the pieces that are missing are Sarah's story. I knew that going in. I knew that when I started this latest round of writing. And I think perhaps I knew that when I set it out to the betas, that it wasn't complete yet. But I needed somebody else's eyes on it to find out exactly. And y'all told me, so that was good. Right now I'm reading an advanced reader copy from Glenn Stewart. Oh my god. I'm just enjoying it. It's real hard to pull myself away from it and to get back to my own writing. But yeah, he started a new series. I don't have any idea where he's going with it, or why he's what he's going to do different with this series that he hasn't done with either the Castle Federation or Exile, which I still haven't read the second book. He's got a new book in the Exile series I haven't read yet. I think it's in my TBR little pile, but I don't think I know I haven't read it. And Duchy of Terra. So now he's got another one. He's got a lot of names that are going to drive the book narrators crazy. Yes, Captain Wong, W-O-N-G, and Chief Wang, W-A-N-G. And I don't know who else is in this book, but it's pretty interesting to watch it unfold. I haven't gotten very far into it. He just sent to me the other day. I was finishing off Shard and Shield before I started it. And I'm glad I did, because otherwise I might not have finished Shard and Shield. And that would have been a shame, because it's a really, really, really good book. If you need a link, there's a link in TMMW a couple days ago. I put it in the post. Woolly Bear Caterpillar, right in the same place I saw him yesterday. I wonder if it's the same one. Or it's just they're migrating across the sidewalk out of the field. To get splattered on the road, probably. I'm glad I wore a sweatshirt. I'm glad I wore a hoodie, but it's gotten really warm. It's really lovely out here. It's a late summer. Scent of fall is in the air. That scent of leaves. Corvette. Here we are. I'm coming up on it. The back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I will talk to you then.